Good morning.
Good morning.
Ginny gave me the opportunity to switch reflection dates, but I thought that hearing from a mother would provide a different perspective. So you'll see how our minds wander through this whole thing, because I kept thinking, how can I line this up better? But it'll give you a good picture. I also must admit that sometimes it's nice to hear from other people's perspectives, what they think mothers do. A lady once told me that she buys a book for all newly married couples called Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti. Think about it. It totally makes sense. Men take problems and tasks and tackle them one at a time, like each face in a waffle, while women are trying to solve, complete all tasks and problems all at one time because we want to fix everything for everyone immediately. So when you see your mom working on your problem and a sibling's problem at the same time, it isn't because they like you any less. It's because she wants all of your problems solved as fast as possible. And boys, remind your moms that you need to give, that they need you, let's start over. And boys, remind your moms that you need to give, that she needs to give you directions one at a time and not to add another direction until you have completed your first task. See, that's the way it works. And being a mom can look so different from one mom and from day to day. In my house, you will often see the same picture at some point. Me asking if Noah has vacuumed yet, and him staying outside so long that he hopes I forget to ask again when he finally comes in the house. So what really goes on inside a mom brain? From birth of our children, we are constantly wondering if we are screwing our kids up by the decisions that we make for them. How will this affect our kids' lives? Will this scar them for life? And why did I think that was a good decision at the time? And what do we feel like a lot of the time? Someone who is running a marathon with their hair on fire trying to decide what they are cooking for dinner. Sometimes we forget that our children have so much to teach us. There is something to be said about looking at things from a child's eyes. I have had the privilege of raising a child who has not only made me look at the world differently, but improved the way I teach. He is definitely his mother's son and at the same time a complete individual. While we may not always agree with the decisions that our children make, try to look at the rationale of why they made them and truly listen to what your kids say, but be prepared for the crazy rationale that got them to their decision. Being a mom is probably one of the hardest and scariest adventures that we have the privilege of getting to go on, and one that never ends. We get to experience twice as much joy and twice as much pain. Because whatever your child feels, it seems we feel this too. For some reason, moms think that they are responsible for everything that happens in their child's life or to that child. I always joke that mommy guilt is a terrible thing to waste. Life today seems to move so quickly. There never seems to be enough time to get everything done. So many of us moms talk about the chaos of our houses and how the clean and everything in its place does not last very long, but the constant thought of, I need to address this mess, is ever present. Some of our messes are bigger than others. Some of the messes are not really messes. But regardless of the size or appearance of a mess, all that is important is how our children are functioning. Kids don't remember the mess or the dishes in the sink. They notice them, but it's not what sticks with them. What sticks with them is how you treated them or if you made time for them. What really matters is if you were truly invested in what they were doing and saying. The same can be said for our kids. They just want moms to spend time with them and be present in the moment. Being a mom is a tough job on so many levels. You have to find a perfect balance of paving a perfect path and letting your child fail enough to learn life lessons. Failure, hurt, lost opportunities are difficult to watch for moms, and for some moms, too much. We forget about the valuable lesson that comes with these less than desirable opportunities. And we should look at them as opportunities because all life lessons are valuable. Please do not think that I am saying give your child free rein. But at the same time, remember not to remove all of the obstacles in their path either. If they never have to go around something, then when they reach adult struggles, they seem twice as hard. This example will probably hit home with a lot of moms and parents in general. You know when you have been trying to teach your kids to change how they are doing something, or you have been talking about how if you plan a little better, it makes life easier? Now, I am a procrastinator. However, when I procrastinate, it doesn't affect others. I have been trying to convince Noah that homework should be done sooner rather than later because our schedule is too hard to control. While it never fails that he leaves work to the last minute that needs my help. So insert an unhappy mom here, you know. This still did not make him learn a life lesson, even when I was missing things that I had wanted to attend because I knew I needed to stay home to help him get that done. So one Saturday morning when he was trying to get ready and running around the house, I asked him to bring me his bedding and any dirty clothes that were from his room. He voiced his lack of appreciation for all of my requests and their timing. I calmly answered back that it sucks to be asked to do things at the last minute, doesn't it? And in that one chuckle, I heard his understanding. So why is it that kids have to experience many things to learn a life lesson? I am not sure, and this is an age-old question that will probably never be answered. And then I found this devotional. It was from yesterday, but I thought it was fitting, especially for moms. Thank me for your problems. As soon as your mind gets snagged on a difficulty, bring it to me with thanksgiving. Then ask me to show you my way to handle this situation. The very act of thanking me releases your mind from its negative focus. As you turn your attention to me, the problem fades in its significance and loses its power to trip you up. Together we can deal with this situation, either facing it head on or putting it aside for later consideration. Most of the situations that entangle your mind are not today's concerns. You have borrowed them from tomorrow. In this case, I lift the problem out of today and deposit it in the future, where it is veiled from your eyes. In its place, I give you my peace, which flows freely from my presence. Have a great Mother's Day.